Electronic marimba here?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to tell me a little about it? Introduce yourself.
I'm Evan Ritchie from Alternate Mode. What do you want me to tell you about? Just the whole history?
Yeah, give us a lowdown and then you should let me test it out.
Are you a mallet player?
I was in high school.
That's good enough for me. Okay, and what about you? Okay. This is called the Mallet Cat. It happens to be the Mallet Cat Grand. Pro Grand has Kurzweil sounds inside. Very rich high-end sounds, about 1,000 sound sets. It is the 4-octave model, but you can expand it to 5 octaves with one more octave. You can buy a 2-octave model, expand it to 4 octaves. You can buy a 3-octave model, expand it to 5 octaves, okay? It's very deep, you can play normal sounds, normal marimba and vibraphone, or you can sound like a piano player or a guitarist or a flautist, anything else. Okay, is that enough?
Yeah, sounds very fun.
You want to try it? And what's this for?
Skid Row Studios is the name of our studio. We're an internet radio station. Our show's called The Hot Box. Me and Mary over there are the hosts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to come up and...
So you guys can't hear it or see it, but Mindy is playing, it looks like an electronic mallet, like a marimba. I think she's playing, it's like a marimba, yeah. And she's currently playing it. She looks like she's enjoying herself, which is kind of cool. Mindy, actually, this whole time we've been here has been really, really happy and upbeat. And not like she doesn't get amped, but I don't think I've seen her this amped in a long time, which is very, very nice. I like when my friends are happy. Don't you like when your friends are happy, Jeremy?
Yes.
Yes, Jeremy and I both agree. It's better when your friends are happy, because if your friends are happy, then you're happy. And now she's got two mallets in each hand, and she's playing. You know, she kind of reminds me of the female xylophone player, the percussionist on Frank Zappa's old records. He used to make that chick hold 3 mallets in each hand.
Wow.
Yeah, and he would direct the fuck out of her. Like, I don't think she ever got a chance to freestyle her like xylophone playing. He had creative control of the ass, I think.
I mean, Frank Zappa knows what he wants. And
yeah, it's very true.
Yeah,
I love old school Frank Zappa. He got a little weird towards the end of his life, but like for the most part, Frank Zappa's pretty chilling. So right now, Mindy's getting schooled by a dude named Evan. It's actually really, really adorable. Like, she's playing.
I want the electronic xylophone.
I want an electronic xylophone. I love a marimba. I love a good marimba.
I agree.
Yeah, me too. We keep losing Nick, which is really funny, and then we'll just see him like pop up from time to time. It's kind of adorable.
Nick's on a search for the Fender booth. That's all he wants, is to go to the Fender booth.
That's all Nick wants. So I'm the only one of us that's not a musician, but I don't think it matters because I'm a music lover. I just don't have any equipment because I don't play an instrument. But you play drums, don't you? I almost said it out loud, but there's a bald guy on a wheelchair, and he looks like Professor Xavier from X-Men.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got his sunglasses on. It's like, don't worry, you're not conspicuous at all with your sunglasses and your bald head and your wheelchair.
You should walk up to that guy and say, "We're interviewing drummers," and then just see how he reacts.
Yeah, you should be like, because he must be a drummer.
He has to be a drummer.
All he can do is sit down. Yeah. My dad gave me solid advice one time. He said, never date drummers.
Why's that?
I have no idea, but my dad's always told me, he's like, I don't care if you bring home a black dude, I don't care if you bring home a racist dude, but don't date any drummers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best advice, actually.
Yeah, no.
You can bring home a racist guy, but...
Yeah. You can bring a cokehead to my house if you want, but no drummers. I'm not letting my daughters date drummers. Which, I mean, the sound advice, you know, I mean, I get it. Not really.
I don't get it, but I believe you.
Yeah, like, I don't know what, I feel like maybe a drummer, like, took his girlfriend one time or something.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened.
Like, it was probably, like, you know, a vicious game of cat and mouse or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know, by cat and mouse, I mean another dude fucking his girlfriend.
Yeah, like his drummer just had a big bag of Coke and
yeah, and
that was the cat and mouse right there.
It went to town.
Hey, I got some Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't paid for Coke in a long time. Girls don't really have to.
Yeah, girls don't have to pay for drugs.
We really don't, and it's kind of cool. Like, I mean, I appreciate it, but then I feel bad because, you know, guys can never really get away with just not ever buying anything. But you know what? I actually pimp out the guys that I'm with. Like, I take care of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I like to, you know, buy them dinner, you know, take them to the store, you know.
That's cool.
I'll take them to Whole Foods, you know, let them buy some expensive chocolate bars.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like really nice of you to do that.
Yeah, you know, I just if I'm with a dude, I'm actually trying to like still stay with him. I'm actually a really really good like girlfriend, but guys get sick of me after a while because I'm kind of noisy and I'm kind of too self-confident, and I think that it comes off as like egotistical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, I've literally had guys be like, "What? So you think you're like hot shit or something?" And in the back of my mind, I'm like, "I kind of do, yeah, actually." But I mean, it's not unsupported. I mean, I don't know. I think if you grow up with compliments, like your parents telling you that you're pretty or smart or cool or whatever, you kind of like keep that vibe because, you know, you're a precious little snowflake.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's positive mental outlook is what it's very important. So Mindy's still rocking it out. I don't know what else to say about it other than now she's on some other thing, which is cool. But I'm gonna put the microphone down for a little while. I'm tired of talking.
Yeah, let me see this. Yeah, we've been interviewing people. You'd be surprised.
Hatbox here at where we at NAMM. We just met Dale Crover. Guess who's coming on the Hatbox? Yeah.
You got
right.
Dale Crover's phone number, yeah.
I got Dale Crover's phone number, bitches. It's on. And we just ran into Messiah. Say what's up.
Ah, oh, what's happening?
Do you remember that voice? What about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chilling at NAMM. So how's your NAMM experience?
Overwhelming. I'm hungover from the show last night, but it's good to be here. It's like walking through a guitar center all day, a really big guitar center.
The most epic guitar center of all. Any cool bass gear you see?
Way too much cool bass gear. I've seen just overwhelming amount of bass gear and just gear in general. It's awesome.
I know. I could stand in the Zildjian area for hours. I love Zildjian.
I feel like I'm about to shit out an eight string bass like in any minute.
Yeah, like it's just in your brain.
Did you ever find that snare drum you're looking for?
No, I haven't. I haven't really done much like serious snare shopping. I think I saw a Thomas set I wanted. And thanks to me taking my own picture next to a Thomas set, I noticed Dale Crover. Yeah.
Yeah, we just accosted Dale Crover. I don't think I've ever gone up to a musician that I actually like really, really love and been like, hey, are you so-and-so? I usually don't get so starstruck. I got starstruck when I met Gene Simmons one time.
Oh, I'd get starstruck there. Yeah, only musicians. I don't get starstruck with actors, I don't think.
I got starstruck with Bob Odenkirk when I met him, but that was the only one. But usually musicians, I'm more like, oh my God, you're so-and-so, but like I clam up and don't have anything to say.
Oh wait, Gene Simmons is right here, hey man.
Hi, I'm Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons in the house.
Oh yeah.
How many pussies have you licked today?
Countless, countless amount of pussy.
Yeah.
Actually, when I met Gene Simmons, it was my first day at a restaurant, and he came in and he was like, hi, do you know if so-and-so, the table has already been seated? And I was like, I don't know, I'm brand new, today's my first day. And he goes, ooh, fresh meat. And then I knew it was Gene Simmons.
Oh.
He like, creeped me out. He like perved out on me, like, which is what you want.
Did you know that Kiss has like a fucking mini golf place in Vegas? It's awesome, it's all like black lit and stuff. It's great. It's
oh, sounds cool. Kissing.
Well, yeah, we're going to probably walk around. I'm trying to get a drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get a drink right now. But yeah, we're going to, I don't know. What are we going to do?
We're going to do some more what we do best, hotboxing this shit. Talk to you soon. Mindy and Mary here in Fender World.
We're in Fender World. A lot of guitars, wall to wall of sound going on.
We're
going to
look and see if we can find someone who is part of this exhibit to give us some heads up on something cool that we don't know about. Something new.
Some kind of guitar.
Something fresh. Help us find someone who works here so we can ask them guitar questions. We need a guitar interview. Or...
Oh, hello, sir. You work here?
Yeah, I work here. Welcome to Fender. It's we've been looking for all types of different types of guitars. You know, Telecasters, Fender Stratocasters, Jaguars, Riboflavin.
Riboflavin's
our specialty.
Riboflavor Flavin.
Here we're covering a 5-watt tube amp, the Bronco 40. It's named 40 because it's $40 plus tax, which is adds up to about $79.99.
It's boring, but it's part of our life.
This is the dirty work, the guitar work. Oh, there's some basses though. I'm on about that.
If you don't know how to play
that's
guitar,
what we'll do. I'll play some bass. They have my bass. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna play bass, and I'm gonna listen. We're gonna mic her real close. Gonna mic her up. All right. So Mindy's grabbing a Fender Precision bass. It's her exact bass, actually.
Color and everything.
Color and everything, and she's gonna. Yeah, she doesn't have a strap, so she's just gonna have to go it alone. But give it a shot. Give it a go. Yeah. Do you want me to get you a stool if you want? No? Oh, yeah. Hang on. Check out these tasty licks. I can't even hear it, but she's really playing.
Okay, let's go over there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're going to get one that's, like, actually amped up to the mic so that she can play it, and you're going to listen. Oh, we're connected. I didn't realize we were connected. All right. Baby girl's about to fucking melt our faces off right now. Some tasty licks. She's going to drop the bass. Oh, fuck. All right. Let's do it. Boom doo ga doon doo ga doon doo ga doon doon doo ga doon doo ga doon. That was me. Mindy can play guitar and drums and bass. She's playing bass right now, actually.
Oh, I'll play. Do you know a little song called Thriller by Michael Jackson?
I know Thriller. Let's hear it. It's close to midnight. Someone's sneaking, waiting by the door. You on the scene, and something digga da la 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 la. Cause this is Thriller, Thriller night. And Mindy and Mary met Del Crover earlier and got his number. Skid Row Studios is awesome, and everything we touch turns to gold. That's my version of the song. But yeah, Dale Crover totally gave us his number. I can't believe it. It's probably because we're pretty, but fuck, I don't care. I'll use my feminine wiles. I don't give a fuck. Mindy, that was beautiful and breathtaking. Thank you.
Pause it for a minute.
That was us from Fender.
What the fuck is happening to me?
Would you say we're going on a Fender bender?
We're going on a Fender bender. Fender bender right now. We're bending some fens. Fending some bends.
All right.
Do something, let's find something nerdy to do. Is that Nick? Oh, Nick's right there.
We got some people doing some country singing over there. Fender, Fender.
Well, let's go find somebody to interview.
Okay. Let's look for who. That guy might interview us. I think he works here.
If you don't want to, it's okay.
Sure, I guess. I'm really tired, but...
Okay.
Oh, well, if you're tired, it's up to you. We're just going to ask about some new Fender, if there's anything new and exciting we should really be on the lookout for.
My band.
Oh, you can tell us about that, too. What's up? Introduce yourself.
My name is Anthony Guzman, actually.
All right, and what do you play?
I play bass in the band Level 7. It's Level, L-E-V-E-L, S-E-7-E-N. You can see us on, or hear us actually, on Reverb Nation, FB, and everywhere else on the net.
Sweet, cool. We are the Hotbox. We're a internet radio station.
Cool.
What would you recommend that someone here who's into Fender checks out for 2013?
The most expensive guitar here.
What would that be?
Well, actually, it's already sold. It was the custom shop Telecaster up in front. It sold for $120,000.
Oh.
Yeah, it went quick.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you play?
Well, you asked me that already. I play bass.
Oh, I know, but like what bass model do you use?
What bass model do I play? Oh, okay. Actually, oddly enough, I don't own any Fenders, actually. I play Spector and Schecter, actually.
Oh, cool. I have a Fender P bass, precision bass.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was looking at that green one over there, and I might actually purchase one for, you know, I have quite a few at home, so I might actually get one.
I like them. I like Stratocasters for my guitars, so I feel that the P bass kind of gives me that feel, I guess, and I like the weight of it and the thinness. I don't like stuff that's really bulky, so I'm always a fan of the P bass.
Oh, nice, nice.
And Jazzmaster.
Yeah, cool, cool. I'm actually a Tele head, so, you know, as far as, like, guitar goes, I have, like, I don't know, 5, I guess. So, yeah, I prefer Teles over Strats. I just like the shape, everything about it, you know what I mean? It's like, at one point in time, you know, the Telecaster was kind of, like, considered, like, really ugly. Now it's, like, really popular, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's changed over the years.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. It's roughly stayed the same, but, you know what I mean? The popularity has grown, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So, how long you guys been around?
On our 20th episode?
Hotbox? Yeah, well, probably about a half a year as far as our radio show, yeah.
Oh, cool. You guys been here all weekend?
No, just today.
Oh, really? Cool. Were you guys, what else have you guys checked out?
Well, I'm a drummer, so we have spent a lot of time in the drum section so far.
Do you play as well?
No, I sing, but I don't play an instrument.
Oh, well, so you sing, so that's an instrument.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Kinda,
the voice box. I play the voice box.
Exactly.
She's an amazing radio host.
Yeah, our show, it's us and another girl, and basically just talk about important things, funny things.
Cool.
Yeah, we talk a lot about music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a really, really good drummer. She's heavy hitting, too.
Oh, really?
She looks like Animal from the Muppets when she plays.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you playing in a band or anything?
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
My band's Dangerously Sleazy. It's like a punk rock kind of band, kind of like if you mix like classic rock and a lot of like bluesy guitar solos with like a really upbeat, heavy hitting punk rock feel, I guess.
Oh, cool. Based out of here in California?
Yep, LA based.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm lucky for you guys on Reverb and everything.
Yeah, we're on Reverb Nation and Facebook, and we will check you out, and we'll definitely be giving you shout outs on the Hotbox.
Oh, cool, cool.
Level 7.
Yeah, we definitely will. Level 7. But it's S-E-7-E-N.
Yes. You guys want a CD or something?
Yeah, if you have one, that'd be great. We'll play a tune.
Cool.